and it's on the Perikov base, Pasuk Vav. And this Ramban is where the Ramban discusses Tamei HaMitzvos. It's in the context of Ki Kore Kansifor. Cannot take the mother and the eggs, the mother and the young chicks. There is a Gemara in Brachos. Kol Misha Omer, Kishem Shegiya Kan Rachamechol Kan Sipor. Person wants to get dramatic in his davening, and instead of just asking for Rachmanas, he says, Rabbanu Shalom, just like in this week's Parsha, you had Rachmanas on a Kan Sipor. So to have Rachmanas Anas, the Gemara says that we ask him to step down from being Shlich Tzibur. Exactly where he went wrong, the Machlekes has shown him. Is it because he misinterpreted the Pasuk? Or is it because he imposed Tamei Akra beyond what Tamei Akra is supposed to be imposed? Is it because Tamei Akra should be there to give to inspire us, but we never say with certainty that we fully understand Ad Kerei Kach, that we would say to the Rabbanu Shalom, we understand your din, please, and then express as part of tefillah. We would discuss it in Ashir. We would discuss the Musar Haskels. We would discuss it in a drosha. We would think about it. But we would never say, we nailed it, we got the Tamei Akra over here. We got it from the beginning. And then turn to Kadosh Baruch Hu and say, Kishay. What do you mean, Kishay? When you talk to Kadosh Baruch Hu, you don't say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, a nice remez. I have a good gematria for you. And this good gematria, please give me. You talk to Rebbe Shlomo, you're talking, so I'm talking about explaining his Torah. So then, I have to back off and say, I know I don't fully get your halachas. I can be inspired, I can interpret what they mean to me. They can mean different things at different times. And the other interpretation of Shonam Ev is because you got it wrong. Because can't see for that in Rachmanis. So the Ramban says, Gamzu mitzvah mu'eris min oisevi es benoi leisishchitu b'yemechot ki atam v'shneyem levilte yeslanu leiv achzari v'loi nircham oi shaloi yatira kosuv lasis Hashchosa la'akora min. So the Ramban begins by saying that it's clear, the reason for this mitzvah is clear, and that is because it's an act of cruelty to take away the offspring, just like you have a din of not to shecht oisei v'es benoi. Or alternatively, this is what Mefersh prefers this approach, is that we don't want to blot out a unit of the Bria. That even though the Bria was given to us to help us, to provide for us, to be nana from, but we have to be respectful of the Bria and to blot out an entire unit and say that ki'ilu, this unit's not going to have, not going to be bamshich. So that is inappropriate. Even though, and even though he says you could end up eating the mother and the offspring in different times, different days, so you're going to end up accomplishing the same. But but the act itself takes on a certain callousness. Whether it's, if they do it all in one shot, so it's a certain callousness towards a certain lack of respect for the Bria or for the feelings of the mother bird. Because of a rabbi Mara Nebuchim. The Rambam writes in Mori Nevuchim, Kitam Shiluach Hakein, V'tam Oysa V'yes B'noi L'sish B'yoy Mechon, Kedei Lahazir Shalo Yishchait ha-ben be'ein ha'im, ki yesh la behemos da'oga gedoyla b'zeh. Bein hefresh bein da'oga sa'odmu da'oga sa'im v'albeneim. Ki ava sa'im v'chinos v'chanosa l'vnei bitna, einenu nimshach achrei ha-seichel v'adibur. The Rambam writes that if a person takes away the chicks, the eggs in front of the mother, that is, as we've been pointing out, that is causing unnecessary anxiety and grief and worry to the mother. Because when it comes to the oga doesn't come from the seichel, and the oga doesn't come from the power of speech, both are unique to human beings. But the oga comes from pu'ulas koyach ha-machshava mitzvi b'meimos. The oga, you can find worry and anxiety in behemoth. Right? And Maraya, the behemoth thinks it's threatened, it runs, right? Why is it running? Because it's worried. So the concept of worrying, anxious, that intuitive response, so he says that you find in behemoth. Memela, if you find that in behemoth, then there's no reason not to assume that if the mother bird sees its progeny be taken away from it, it's going to be terribly upset. So he says, if that's the case, then later perek in Masechtas Chulin should only be if I shecht the progeny in front of the father, in front of the mother, but that's not the halacha. Oysias v'noi is also, even if I do it in reverse, I call harchoka, the Torah puts in a harchoka. That's the classic machlekes Rambam Ramban. That was the Rambam is saying that, Rambam says you will not be able to explain every single detail of a halacha through the Tama Kra, but very often a system requires that in order to accomplish certain goals that you have to put rules into place. Not every iteration of every single way this rule we played out will then feed back and support the original goal. Here he says a little bit different. Sometimes you need to have a broader application, and you need to be able to rule certain things out in order that you'll protect the main din that you're concerned about. Ramban takes issue with this Malach in the Rambam. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his infinite wisdom, is able to work it out that every single detail does tie in. And therefore, if we find the details don't support the Talmud Kro, then we have to go back to the drawing board to figure out the Talmud Kro. Vim Kain. And if so, ein ik v'yosin achin bavur shelo nichs achzor. And even more accurate, v'yosin achin, it's not that I'm worried about the bird, I'm worried about me, that I shouldn't become cruel. All right? Vom harav. And the Rambam says, "Al toshiv alai mi mamar chachamim ha'imra kan sifre yigir hachamecho ki zeis achas mishtei svaris svaris mi sheyire ki ein tam l'mitzvus el ha'chefetz ha'boire v'nachnu machzikim b'svar ha'shniya sheyire b'chol ha'mitzvus tam v'hukshu alav oid mashem motzav reishis rabba v'chima ichba l'kadosh baruch hu v'in sheikhi min ha'tzav l'sheikh min ha'oireif Holy nitnu a mitzvah letzareif b'hem is a brius. So the Ramban says that when Chazal said that we should not say that al kan tzipor yegiu rachamecha, where is the error in this? He says, one possibility is that we should be motivated to do mitzvahs because that's what Baruch Hu wants. Ki ein tam le mitzvahs ela chevetz abar. How do we use time and mitzvahs? So the Ramban says one reason why this davening is inappropriate is maybe because we shouldn't be saying to the Ribbono Shel Olam, we understand your mitzvah. I do the mitzvah. Baruch Hu says this is what he wants. End of story. Ritzon Abar. V'nachnu machzikim b'svar shniyah. But we believe every mitzvah has a time also, in addition to Ritzon Abar. So over here, why are Chazal upset if we say Al Kansibi Yirachamecha? And next he says, V'hukshu olav oid, and what's also the Rambam found difficult is a medrash. The medrash says that why do all the details of Shechita matter? What should it matter whether I shecht v'no erif v'no tzavar? Holy nitnu am mitzvahs el letzare femes abriyas. We can't imagine that what will be the chefetz, what will be accomplished by a slightly different shechita. But the purpose of shechita, purpose of all mitzvahs, is letzare femes abriyas. In other words, the nekuda over here is the Iser of Kan Sipor, because in Torah's value, using non-Torah terms to explain the Torah din, because it is morally incorrect, you're causing pain to the mother. It is wrong to cause pain to the mother. Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, Kadosh Baruch Hu said you're allowed to benefit from my Bria, but it's wrong to cause pain. Is that the reason? Or is the reason because a person will become a cruel person if he doesn't imagine that there is pain being caused to the mother and he tries to avoid it? Is the Torah saying that the mother of the bird is aggravated and upset, and therefore it's wrong to cause that upsetness? Or are we saying we don't really know whether the mother of the chick is in any way upset? We don't know. We don't know whether the mother is, what kind of feelings it has. But in our minds, when we take the mother, we should be thinking, if I was the mother, right? If I was the chick, I'd be very upset right now. So if we allow ourselves to do that, then we allow ourselves to do something which in our minds is a achzoris to get it. So the nekuda which the Ramban it wants to focus on is, do we look at mitzvahs as the Ribbono Shel Olam's sort of code of morality, what's wrong, what's right? Or are we doing mitzvahs because mitzvahs make us better people? V'zeh inyan shegozer rabbi mitzvah shishlam tam. And that the Rambam says that mitzvahs all have reasons, and it's not l'kayim ritzon abari. Mevur ha-mo'oid ki b'chol echod tam b'te'eles v'tikun la'odom milvad scharen meis ha-mitzvah ha-mitzaveh ben yizbar. So that we can find many sources that say that there is purpose and reason and tikun la'odom, an improvement for people, in addition to the schar that we get for doing mitzvahs. For example, Sanhedrin, Mivnei Malin is Galut Hamei Torah, Ulenich Zatik. He says, why did the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara discusses, why didn't the Kadosh Baruch Hu give us the reasons? It means there are Tamei Kura. Ukvar Darshu V'paraduma. Shlomo Melech says, Chalkarti V'sha'alti V'shpati V'amarti Ech Gemov V'yurchogim V'meni. I can't understand this. Omer Yitzchak Hanina, Omer the Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Lachani Megalatam. I will tell you the reason for Aduma. I will. I won't. For others is a chukah. Uksiv. Dechsev haylachti ivrim b'derech lo yonu. Tevam ha-mechusim mikem bo'olam hazeh, asin yas tufuyim lo'olam haba. That which we don't understand in this world, understand in the world to come. Lo'olachti ivrim b'derech lo yonu, ksev eila dvarim she'sizim lo'olavtim, she'kvar sizim lo'bekiva. Hinei b'erik, Chazal explaining, she'ein meniyas tamei ator mimenu el ivarim b'sechleinu. That if we don't understand the Tamei Akra, that's because we don't get it. We're not insightful enough. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megalat already to Moshe Rabbeinu, to Bikiva. Aval Eilu HaGodesh HaNiskashu Al Arav Kevar Dati Inyan Acher Lahem. Chazal Raman says, but I have a different way of looking at these halachas. All these sources gave rise to Rambam Shita, that there are reasons for every mitzvah. I have a different way of looking at it. Shirot Zalei Marashen, Te'elz mitzvah Kadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmi Yizala. Abo Te'elz Ba'odnum Atzmi M'noi Mimenu Nezek Oy Emunah Roi Mida Meguna. All the mitzvahs, Ramban says, should not be understood as a code of behavior. To not be understood as drawing what's morally correct or incorrect. They're all litzarvus ebrios. They're all to make us a better person, to improve, to help us that we should not deteriorate, that we should have stronger beliefs, that we should have better behaviors, and that's pshat litzarev ben. When Chazal say, what does the Kadosh Baruch Hu care whether we shecht or whether we spear the animal or whether we eat taras and tmeis? Shehei hirei mefurish bekan. So it's clear that Chazal don't see us as providing anything for the Rono Shel Olam. Take that off the table. And that's why it says, why should Kadosh Baruch Hu care when we do the Shechita? Ella lo nuheim ladvichenu ben sivas harachmim gam ba'es ha'shchita. Because what's the reason? What does it matter whether we shech a little bit higher, a little bit lower, from the front, from the back? He says, because when we're engaged in something which could make us in the very, very first year that we gave in this year, with something which could implant within us callousness and hardness. He gives an example, and it's true. He says, as you know, all sheikhs are tough guys. I don't know if that's true or not, but I don't know if it's nurture or nature, right? But the Ramban says that the purpose of the mitzvah of Shechita is that is to prevent us from deteriorating v'shas shechita. Prevent us from becoming callous. At least when we're doing the shechita, so we appreciate that moment, the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave it to be done in a very specific way. And that specific way is the most rachmanistic way to do it. So as a result, he says, Kegoin, he says that the purpose of Shechita is to make sure that in the Kadosh Baruch Hu's world, where there's a hierarchy of values and a hierarchy and human beings, and Kadosh Baruch Hu made the world in order to be able to service human beings, and we can be mashed in different parts of the world by using it in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we have to be concerned that our usage of God's world will not make us into people who feel entitled. Will not make us feel that we can simply ruin parts of God's world. Will not create a human being which is callous towards that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. So when it comes to, let's say, Kan Sipur, so the Ramban would say, it's incorrect to say that Yigiu Rachamecha. He says, if we say Yigiu Rachamecha, we missed the boat. That's why it was so important for Chazal to make this point in Brachis. There's the Yisoid over here. He says, whether it's Rachmanus the animal or not, that's not the issue. But if I look at it as a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to make sure that those birds don't get too upset, that means I've misunderstood what I should be thinking mishasing the mitzvah. I misunderstood what the Musar Haskel is. The Musar Haskel is that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me a world, but I have to have covet for his world. It can't create within me a sense of callous entitlement. It can't make me a person who is reckless. So I see a family unit. I have to respect to that part of the breed. What's pshat? The pshat is that's how I become a more refined person. That's how I become a person that that carries over into other areas to make sure that I have this respect and covet for, if I'm going to have respect and covet for the Bria, for the Baruch Hu's birds, then I have respect and covet for people. I have respect and covet for Kedusha. If I become a person who understands that the Baruch Hu gave me the right to shecht, and I do mitzvahs on shecht, and when I sit down to eat a piece of meat, I know where it comes from. But if Kadosh Baruch Hu said, so that right, that zchus, that avoda, how will I make sure that it's balanced and doesn't create a person who gets into his head that it's okay to wantonly kill and ruin things, v'chulei v'chulei. How do I make sure the person doesn't become a person who doesn't make cheshbonos? See, that's the purpose of the mitzvah. So, the Ramban says that's how we should be looking at all mitzvahs. We should always be looking at mitzvahs to see. So we learned pshat and like gemara over here. We have time to look at it together. But that tam meniyah lomvot. Because there are certain qualities which can be easily spread in a person. He says, they become tough people. Okay, there's more to discuss, but again, this is obviously a very important part of our limud and an important machlokes we've shown him, and how to look at the Talmud.